Blog Talk Radio.
Jen Ikoiba. So she's an author, born and raised in Houston, Texas, and she has a different, I guess, vibe, a different swag that comes with her, you know, with her writing skills. I think it's very fun and playful, and that, you know, definitely works. Therefore, I have her on the show. So thank you so much for those that are, you know, tuned in at the moment listening to her interview. But just to tell you a little bit about who she is and what she's done thus far. She is the author of My Funny Valentine book series and has already published 2 books of this series. That was back in 2013, and now she just recently published her second book of the series, which is Everything Happens for a Reason, which was published May 2015. That's incredible. You know, being a self-published author, we just had a guest, another author last week, Michael Pang, and his book had a different kind of thing to it, but it's the same thing, you know, and how being your own writer and being your own self-published author, you know, taking it the extra step and not really, when nobody else kind of wants to help you out, you still decide to put your stories out there. So that's really good. And, you know, I kind of proud of having people like Jen on the show that will kind of like tell us their experience and what are they doing to get themselves known as authors. So hi Jen, you're live on the show. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being on. So I kind of gave a little brief info of, you know, intro about you. You know, kind of put the perk in there. You know, your swag, your style, your vibe is fun and out there. How do you transcend that into your writing?
Well, you know, I'm kind of known to be this sarcastic type of person with dry humor, and you get that through my writing, through my characters, especially my main characters. And I think serious on the surface, but, you know, I like to have a good time, and I like for readers to have a good time when they're, you know, when you open up one of my books, you don't feel like, oh, I'm just reading a bunch of words. They're being pretty.
Definitely. So, I mean, you've been writing from a very, very young age, as young as he can remember, you know, 5 years old. I'm not sure how old you are now, but this is the first, you know, the first of two books that you've decided to, like, write and publish. Before this, have you attempted to write any other novels?
No, actually, I've been more focused on writing plays. I can remember in high school, I wrote my first, it was really a television show for a contest for the NAACP, which I won the contest. And My Funny Valentine started as a play. And, you know, that's something I've been working on for, it seems like, forever. And it dawned on me that, you know, there's so much I want to include in this play. Why don't I turn it into a book? And so, and back in, I think, 2010, actually, is when I first started writing the book and decided to split it up rather than make this gigantic book. I split it up into several different books.
So, you know, I now that you say that, it's a very funny transition because last year I had an author on the show, and she mentioned the same thing. She was a screenplay writer before, she became a self-published author. You know, and she mentioned that she liked screenwriting still a little more than, you know, actually writing a novel. Do you feel the same about, because, I mean, it's two different worlds, kind of, you know, even in the editing process and so forth.
Yes, it definitely is, and I still tend to gravitate more to screenwriting, which I'm going back into. I would say the challenge with writing a novel, you have to create the world for the reader, versus when you're writing a screenplay, you can focus more on dialogue, and once you turn that into a film, you don't have to worry about, okay, I have to make sure I describe the character's emotions, and I have to describe the way that, you know, the weather, and, you know, it's a lot of nuance.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, you have the luxury of actors and, you know, cinematographers. So I would say it's challenging, but
it's... So I guess, why the title My Funny Valentine? Because when I first heard it, or read it, I'm sorry. I was like, it kind of sounds like a children's book, but obviously it's not. So why that title, and how does that title tie in into the whole series of, not everything that glitters gold and everything happens for a reason? Because those are, you know, those are kind of, what do you call that? Kind of metaphors, right?
Yeah.
For describing life. You know, under this title, My Funny Valentine. So how did that title come up, and, you know, I guess take it from there?
Well, with My Funny Valentine, again, it's about two main characters, Kenya and Lawrence, and they're two completely different people. You know, Kenya's more independent. She's very cerebral and rational in everything she does. We have Lawrence, this, you know, Mr. Popular, you know, charming type of guy. And, you know, normally they wouldn't, you know, I'll be honest, it's not the type that you really would see, you know, in a romantic situation, you know, when you read other books or you watch movies. But you find these two somehow falling for each other within the series. And, you know, and I reflect back on even myself, I was kind of like the girl next door type. But, you know, this, you know, I had one situation with Lawrence is based on different guys that I've dated in the past. And they were not the most conventional people that, you know, I would date. But, you know, those were great relationships. And with the book series, when I chose Not Everything That Glitters Is Gold, it introduces when Kenya first meets Lawrence and she realizes, you know, this guy is handsome, seems so perfect, but on the inside, he's not so perfect. And then now you transition to Everything Happens for a Reason. So in the first book, these two characters, they, you know, romantically things are disastrous. But then in the second book, they're somehow reunited. They're reunited for a reason. So it wasn't just a happens, you know, their meeting wasn't just a coincidence. It happened for a reason.
Okay, okay. So, you know, what has been, I always ask this, you know, you don't have to answer, but, you know, what's your feedback with this series so far? Do people get into it? You know, do they want more? I mean, you're already on your second book, so I'm guessing they want more. Is there a third coming? How's your feedback with, you know, with your following and your stories?
Surprising. With the first book, I've had friends or just other people send emails. You know, they're like, oh, this Lawrence guy, I hate him. He's just like this guy used to be. Or, you know, Kenya, you know, some didn't really like Kenya too much. They felt like, you know, she should have been a little bit smarter than she was in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And just recently, with the second book, I received an email from, just someone from a completely different state saying, you know, when is the third book coming out? I can't wait to see what happens next. And, of course, the third book is on the way, still, you know, being tweaked. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, often getting that kind of feedback from readers because it motivates me to keep going because, obviously, I'm doing something right with the series.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And, I mean, you've taken another step, you know, from making, you know, the plays that you're writing now into your books and going back into media production, which kind of segues us to your Foxy Nerd Media company that you just opened recently this year. I'm guessing that's to open you with the production of your short films for these books?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So Foxy Nerd Media, that's funny. How is that going? Because I know that you did a short film to introduce your second book, Everything Happens for a Reason. How was that? Did you feel good doing it? You know what I mean? Is this something that you definitely want to pursue, you know, doing filmmaking?
Oh, most definitely. It was hard to describe the feeling you get when you see your words come to life. I grew up watching a lot of films and television. I'm just always so fascinated with the process. And my college degree, it's in media production as well as business. So I've always had the passion for film production. And so with Foxy Nerd Media, once I created the short film, I decided to start putting more of my work into this one company rather just have my name on it. I wanted to be able to control the things that I'm producing. So the short film that introduced the book, this is just the first of many things to come with from myself, Jen, and Foxy Nerd Media.
Okay. Are there any other independent companies that you're currently partnering with to help you out with this production, or is it all pretty much just you?
With the short film, I did work with a Houston-based production company, H11 Productions. They were totally awesome and, you know, helping me bring my vision to life. Other projects, I'm still, you know, collaborating with others, not so much production company-wise, but, you know, more on behind the scenes and trying to develop the stories that I want to bring out.
Definitely. So developing the content. I just had it, like, on the tip of my tongue and it left. how is this, you know, this is a big, you know, a big project overall that, you know, that you're working on. Let's tie it into the name of our segment, Words of Truth. You know, be real with us and tell us how time-consuming is this? I mean, from writing your books to then having to write your little screenplays from your short films, you know, having to at the same time promote it yourself if you don't have somebody else helping you. How time-consuming is that? And, I mean, do you ever at all feel like, you know, second and really taking a breath? Does it just give you more motivation to keep going?
I would say it's a love-hate relationship. and, you know, there are nights where I don't sleep because, you know, my mind, you know, is on fire. I have to get these words out.
Uh-huh.
I have to get this out. And then I have days where I'm like, oh, I don't really look at a, you know, look at a computer. Like, oh my gosh, you know. But if it's something that you're really passionate about, you don't really think about it, you know, as, you know, a burden, or you think about it as that time consuming. You accept the fact that you have to do this work. You have to put the work into it in order to produce something, to be successful. And, you know, when I look back on, you know, when I started the series and a lot of the promotion that I did before, it doesn't seem as bad. I will say that just be prepared to take some cat naps, drink plenty of coffee. I'm always at Starbucks. You know, I'm always, you know, having my energy bars around just to keep me going.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. So what do you do to connect with your fans and your followers out there? Have you been doing any book signings yet? Are you planning on doing so soon?
Not. I'm still working on dates, and that's the challenge that you know, kind of touched on. When you're doing everything yourself, you
mm-hmm.
do have to take time to, you know, be your agent and be your manager and make
uh-huh.
time in your. So I don't have anything planned just yet, but I will soon. Have just a few appearances, not a big book signing just yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what can we expect from you, I guess, later on in this summer or, I don't know, by the end of the year?
So by the end of the year, still pushing, you know, My Funny Valentine too, with this Everything Happens for a Reason.
Uh-huh.
Possibly looking into, you know, promoting the web series for My Funny Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be right the end of this year, but I'm looking towards maybe the mid next year of actually be able to introduce that web series to the public.
Okay. Are you currently looking for any help with this web series or for any new cast members, any new crew members, anything like that you'd like to put out, you know, a word out there for?
Not just yet. I do have a team, so it's a team of three
mm-hmm.
right now that's working with web series. But this team will be looking into doing casting calls, and that definitely will be put out on all my social media sites when we get ready to start casting.
Okay, perfect. So can you go ahead and tell us, you know, where can people find you? Where can they find this web series and, you know, so forth?
Well,
oh, and
you
also
can always
purchase your book.
Sure. Well, you can purchase my book on Amazon.com as well as Barnes & Noble. It's available for you that like to stay electronically tapped into everything. And you also can connect with me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is at Jen Ecoba. You can also find me on Facebook. With the same name, so facebook.com/JenEcoba. Also on Twitter, and it's JenNCEcoba. And then just more updates about the book and just projects and, you know, just fun things will be on Instagram.
Definitely. I mean, I'm not sure if you mentioned your Facebook. You have the series page, the My Funny Valentine series. It's the handle for the Facebook page, so if you guys want to just go ahead and go to the Facebook page, that's always welcome too. So, yeah, I mean, is there anything else you'd like to mention, any thanks or any, I don't know, any thoughts that you'd like to mention before we go?
I would just like to say to all writers, directors, actors, musicians, anybody, you know, just follow your dreams. You never know what can happen once you put your foot out there.
Okay, thank you so much, Jen. I totally appreciate your time today. I'm looking forward to hearing more about you and your books and your web series and all that good stuff. So, you know, whenever you want, you know, feel free to reach out to us. And, yeah, thank you once again.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Bye-bye. So you have it. That was Jen Ikoba. Make sure to follow her on Instagram, on Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. It's pretty simple. It's her name, straightforward. The only one that's a little off is on Twitter. It's Jen C. Ikoba. And, yeah, follow that Facebook page, her series, her book series page. That helps out everyone. That way you can keep up with whatever's going on with the book series itself, probably the web series as well, and so forth. As for us, keep up with us through thesashamarinashow.com. Make sure to like our Facebook page, The Sasha Marina Show. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, at Sasha Marina. Yep, and that's about it, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and stay tuned for tomorrow's guest. I'll be having Kim K. Jones from Kim K. Management. So thank you, and bye-bye.